That first reading is very familiar. We hear it through Lent, portions of it through Lent. Exact replication of the Holy Week liturgy. And we shouldn't be surprised that, as a matter of fact, there is a resemblance, a remarkable resemblance, point after point after point, between the deliverance of the Israelites by the God of their love and the death resurrection of Jesus and the Eucharist, because he was going up to Jerusalem to celebrate Passover when he gave us the Eucharist. And so there are many parallels. The most obvious one, I suppose, is in every Mass, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Lamb of God. Lamb of God. We are saved by the blood of the Lamb, still, now, and then. That's all that God required of the Hebrew children. Faith and obedience to marking their doorposts with the blood of the Lamb. Faith and obedience. And yet, obedience is always not the only course of action, or even the best course of action. In the Gospel reading, we have Jesus defending the disciples who were being disobedient, who are violating the law. And when the Pharisees call them on it, they had no defense. It was not lawful to eat. Pick the corn on Sunday, on Saturday, on the Sabbath. But there are exceptions to that and to every law of God and man. There are exceptions to every law of God and man. And it behooves us to know when we have an exception, one would better observe the law, which would be usual. There's a prayer that's well known, used often among members of Alcoholics Anonymous. God grant me the courage to accept the things I cannot change. The serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Over and over and over and over again, right? That's what's needed, the wisdom to know the difference. We used to have with us up until a few months ago a great hero in AA circles, Irish Pat. He lended a lot to the folklore of AA in the North County. And he never heard the Serenity Prayer said. And he heard it said often by speakers from the platform. Often he heard the courage to change, the wisdom, the serenity to accept the things you cannot change, the courage to change the things you can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And he kind of wink at those who were around him. The wisdom to know the difference. It all depends upon that wisdom to know the difference. Wisdom is a great gift of the Holy Spirit. And it's given to those who want it. And those who won will receive it. And they will have, by the grace of God, the ability to know the difference, to know when the law is being observed, and to know when this is